Okay, we're going to get started. It's good to be in the house of the Lord, even though there's just a few of us, but that's okay. Amen. Six
Amen.
Of us.
Amen.
All right. Goodness. Okay, we're going to read from 2 Timothy chapter 3. Difficult times will come. Okay, but know this, that the last days, difficult times will come. I've got to get this where I can see it. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money. What can I read? Boastful, arrogant, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving. There's not much light here. I'm sorry. Irreconceivable. I'm sorry. Malicious gossips. I'm so glad I read this earlier. Without self-control, without gentleness, without love for good. Treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, but having denied its powers. Keep away from each man as these. For among these are those who enter into the households and take captive weak women, weighed down with sins, being led on by various desires, always learning and never able to come to the full knowledge of the truth. Just as James and Jambres, opposed Moses, so these men also oppose the truth, men of depraved mind, disqualified in regard to the faith. But they will not make further progress, for their folly will be obvious to all, just as theirs was also. We're going to stop there. I think the main thing here was just telling us, and you know, these times are here right now. Kids aren't obeying their parents. Parents aren't loving their children like they need to. So many of the people live in the world wanting the world stuff, what the world has to offer us, instead of going back and leaning on God the Father. All this happens, and then we wonder why things have to happen. I counseled, maybe that's why I'm having a rough day today, but I counseled with somebody last night and trying to explain that, you know, you have to know within your knower that even though you can't see something, even though you can't feel something, that you know that God has you. And if you have fear, that's not coming from God. And yes, we should have fear with God, meaning that we should respect Him and humble ourselves before Him. That doesn't necessarily mean that we have to fear that He's going to strike us dead. It's just we need to fear and respect Him and not sin. But God doesn't give us worry like that, and anxiety, worrying, anxiousness. He doesn't want our joy to be gone. He does not want our peace to be gone. He does not want our hope to be gone, and certainly our faith. I talked to this person and I said, let me be sure. Do you know or not, if you were to die, would you go to heaven? And they said, I think so. Well, that's not a good answer. You should know. So we talked about salvation. We talked about making God Savior of your life, to focus on Jesus. And when these anxieties and impatient, the worry and the fear comes up, that these aren't from God. That if you would, at those times, number one, start reading the Bible. Number two, put on gospel music. Number three, ask God who needs help that you can help them with. Once we get our minds off of our own trouble, then we can help others. And then that takes all those things away, because why? We're not focusing on ourselves. We're focusing on the Father. And it's hard to do that. When things hit you, you know, like I felt so good last night and I came against Satan a bunch of stuff, and I've had one of the unpleasant days today. And I'm thinking, you know what, Satan? I'm not worried about you. I have the Spirit of the Holy Spirit in me. I have God in me. And that's all that matters. We need to reach out and try to help one another. That's so important. That's lifting each other up. That's being in a realm, a place where we do not judge one another. We're there to encourage one another. And that's what it's all about. You know, we can't, I thought I saw somebody in the driveway. We can't sit back and judge what people do. God will do the judging, but we can, but we don't need to sit back and do nothing anyway, okay? We live in a world that's fast-paced. We want something to eat, we throw it in the microwave. If we want something to eat that we're craving, we go to a drive-through window. If, you know, we're just constantly on the go, going fast, getting things done. Everything's like pretty much at the Jetsons almost. Like we're just in a hurry. And, you know, sometimes we need to just stop and sit and listen to God. Just stop. And that's what I said. You need to stop, get in your prayer closet, and talk to the Father. Just you and Him. Have an intimacy with the Lord. I don't mean that in an ugly way. I mean, He wants you to know all about Him as well as He knows about you. We've got to stop and go, whoa, I am going in circles. I'm trying to get all this stuff done. I've got so many things to get done. I don't know where to start. And you start getting flustered. And then sometimes we get angry. Me, when I get flustered, I cry. That's not what God wants. God wants us to be hopeful, have joy, and peace. That's what it's all about. Because if we have those things, we can help others. And that's what it's all about. Leading others to Christ. Leading others to Christ so we can all go to heaven. Amen. We need to extend our personalities out of the box, be brave and courageous, and witness to people for God. That's what we need to do. And we don't need to be afraid of hurting someone's feelings. We just tell them this is what God wants. Not what I want, but it's what God wants. He wants you to have peace. He wants you to be hopeful. He wants you to have faith. He wants every good thing for you, because He loves us that much. He wants everything to be good for you. He loves you so much. And you say, well, I don't really have anything going for me. That's wrong. It doesn't matter what our disabilities are. God can use us in any circumstance. He can use us. We need to listen and know what it is. We need to test the Spirit sometimes. Make sure that it's God the Father that's telling you these things. But in these dark times that we're going through, with all the world's meanness and crime and people running into people in crowds with their automobiles, blowing up bombs, shooting police officers, and all this craziness, it seems like ever since COVID, we've just kind of clung in and just kind of became homebodies. And God wants us to socialize. He wants us to be in groups where we can talk about Him. He wants us still to go to church. He wants us to be able to have the freedom to go to the grocery store. I'm very vigilant, I think I told you before, about when I'm out, I'm constantly looking around, and I think that's why I fall a lot, because I'm not looking down at the ground. But I feel like if I'm elderly and I'm looking down at the ground, someone may think, oh, well, look at her. She can't run. She's old. I'll grab her bag and this and that. And so I always have my head up going like, come on, I'm ready for you. Not that I am, okay, but it's just a presence that I want people to see that, hey, I'm not scared. I have God on my side, but yes, I'm going to be vigilant. We need to be careful. We need to check our surroundings.
How am I supposed to do that?
Well, you need to be with a sighted person.
But I'm usually not.
Well, then you know what? I think the Holy Spirit will alert you in different situations. If you have that feeling of, oh, I feel kind of weird in my gut, you know, that you need to be alerted.
Especially when I'm downtown, I'm by myself.
Right. I guess you can start hollering, I'm downtown by myself, but I'm not scared of anything. I just got these Roy Orbison sunglasses on because I'm cool. You know, I don't know, honey. I don't know. I can't imagine what you're going through. And we still need to believe that God can heal. I don't know if, I know Don and Brenda's heard it before, maybe Pastor, but at our old church that we went to, we would have mini groups, you know, where people go to different houses and do this and that and take food, of course. Baptist, you know, you're going to have food. And I had hurt my knee so bad I couldn't even walk on it. So Josh and I stayed home, and I don't know where the other kids were in the back, probably being mischievous. But we were sitting in the living room, and I was flipping through the channels, and Rosemary's Baby was on. And for some reason, I just wanted to watch that. And it's a very demonic, evil, satanic movie. And I kept wanting to watch it. But every time I wanted to watch it, I flipped it over to the 700 Club. And I went, I don't want to watch the 700 Club. I want to watch Rosemary's Baby. And it just kept going on and on. And then, I mean, God, I just felt like, turn it to the 700 Club now. Okay. So we're sitting there. And I don't know if you know much about them. They have word of knowledge at the end of their prayers. And Josh and I was sitting there, and I don't remember what her name is. It meant so much to me. Anyway, she said, I feel like, or she goes, there's somebody, a lady, sitting in her living room right now, and she has fractured her kneecap, which I had fallen so bad I couldn't walk on it. And God's healing you right now. And at that very second, Josh looked at me. He went, Mom, do you feel that? And I went, yes. It was a warmth that went through his body to my body. And I looked down and all the bruising, the swelling, everything gone. And I mean to tell you, I was jumping up for joy. So I called the people at the mini church, wherever they were, and I went, I have just been healed. I have just been healed. I mean, I believe in healing. I do. I believe in healing. I believe speaking in tongues. I believe whatever's in that Bible, I believe. I believed, and I was so excited. That was my testimony for so long. And we had a gentleman. He was with the Dallas Baptist Association, very high up in it. And I can't remember his name. It doesn't matter. But he came to speak at the church. Brother Don had him come, and he went, I went to the store the other day, and my wife, she could barely walk because her back hurt so bad. And I was talking to the cashier, and the cashier said, well, God healed me of my back, and he can heal your wife. And he said, I was so mad at that woman. Why is she saying stuff like that to me? And my mouth just flew open. I went, now, wait a minute. If you're going to believe some things in the Bible, you're going to have to believe them all. And I thought, oh, that's terrible. I mean, we have to give the Holy Spirit ample room and ample respect so he can do what he wants to. Doesn't mean that, I mean, I feel like the Holy Spirit could heal all the blind people here, heal Don with his kidneys. I believe all that. I believe it could happen. Will it happen? I don't know. I hope one day it does. But until then, I'm going to keep praying that y'all will be healed. I know when I was talking to Lupe that time, I was going, you know, I've just been praying that God would heal your sight, that you would get it back. No, don't do that. I don't want that change. I want to be just like this. I wouldn't know how to, you know, to get along in the world, having my sight and stuff. And I thought, that's sad. But, you know, we all have our different things that we have about us. We get our comfort zones. Just like I prayed, you know, for my sisters that had cancer, both of them. I mean, we had family, at least 10 to 15 of us. And Mother asked the nurse if I could pray for my sister, which made me feel very uncomfortable because there were a lot of other people there that were probably stronger in their faith than I was. And she goes, I know that God will listen to you. And I prayed for her, and she wiggled around, and it wasn't that she was uncomfortable. It was like the Holy Spirit was touching her in a way. But did he heal her of brain cancer? No. Did I keep praying that till the day she died? Yes. And that's just what you do. That's just what we got to do. We got to keep praying. And yes, if he chooses to heal us, hallelujah. If he chooses to heal us once we're in heaven, hallelujah. It doesn't matter. But we've got to know that that faith and that hope is because of what Jesus did on the cross for us. He rose again that third day, and by his stripes we are healed. So, yes, I believe in prayer. And when you pray with that faith to know that God is listening to my prayers and anything could happen at this point.
Priscilla, may I share something?
You certainly can.
Several years ago, it was back when Clinton was president.
Uh-huh.
So you remember hearing about those two embassies in Africa that were blind?
Yes.
There was a woman that lost her eyesight, and they told her that she would never see again because of the fact that she had pieces of shrapnel in her eye.
Uh-huh.
In her eyes, and she got her sight back, and Nightline did a story on her, and she didn't know how to get along in the world again, because I mean, yes, she had her sight before, but then she got used to being blind.
Right, right.
And it was difficult for her to adjust a second time.
Readjusting, yes. And I can only imagine that would happen. I wasn't judging Lupe. I just wanted her to, you know, be able to see. But, you know, God, as long as God gets the glory in any situation, that's what I want. You know, whether you see, you can't see, mental depression, bipolar, I'm talking about me, a sad, whatever it is, I want God to get the glory, and I want him to heal me of those things. And I'm sure it is an adjustment. Everything's like a readjustment. After COVID, I mean, we all, you know, none of us really knew how to socialize again. It was hard for us to feel the freedom of going out. I mean, it was so, everybody, you know, with their mask and gloves and all this stuff, and it's, you know, it was bad. It was a bad deal. It was a bad deal. But God wants us to go and be disciples. And being disciples, what does that mean, Don Potts? Going out and spreading the word. Right?
Going out and spreading the word.
Right.
Sharing God's love with other people.
Exactly. And that's what we have to do.
If he does heal somebody of blindness, he'll help you be what you need to be.
Right.
If you're submitted to God.
Right. Exactly. There are some people that can't walk, you know, and I think, I pray for them. I want, you know, let them walk, Lord. Let them have that freedom to walk. And, you know, it doesn't mean that God's not listening to our prayers. It doesn't mean that God doesn't care for that person or not love that person. It's just in God's timing, not our timing. That's the big thing for us. We always want something and we want it now. But it's on God's timing, not ours. And that's really a hard situation to just think, oh my goodness, I want this to happen. I want it to happen now. And God's going, no, it's not time for you to reap that goodness right now. You be vigilant. You read the word. You pray. You seek my kingdom. And when the time is right, you will enter into that seasons of blessings. But you know what? We're blessed every day. If we wake up, we're blessed. If we can talk, we're blessed. So, God just laid that on my heart. And I know exactly why I couldn't read very well, because the enemy, I made him mad last night. And now he's trying to bring me down today and go, you're so dumb, you can't even read scripture. You know, that's not true in Jesus' name. You know, this person is so hard on themselves. And I went, you're your own worst enemy. You know, you got to see how God sees you. God sees you as a beautiful child that he loves. And that's how we need to look. That God loves us right where we are. So many of people I've heard go, oh, well, I don't want to become a Christian because then I can't do God. I can't go have sex with everybody I want to. I can't do this. I can't. You go, yeah, sure. Don't worry about all that. Because once we become Christians and get saved, God takes those things, desires away from us. So, anyway, okay, Lord, I'm going to be quiet. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word in Timothy. Lord, I just love you so much, and I just pray as time goes on and times get worse at times for sure, that we can rest and know that your timing is perfect. Father, we just love you and we just thank you, and I just pray for all the sickness that's going around right now, and I just pray that you would just protect us in Jesus' name. Father, we claim this church building, 6929 Day Street, as your house, Father, today. We ask that your angels would go through this church building and take all the negative things away, or anything that might have been said that was harmful, that would hurt somebody. Angels, please surround our buildings to watch over our building to watch over us, protect us and guide us. Father, we give this time to you and we welcome the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit, for convicting us of our righteousness, because we are righteous. We are righteous as white as snow because of what Jesus did. And Father God, I pray that we would have all the hope and joy and peace, and that we could just shout from the rooftops how blessed we are because we have God in our lives and in our heart. Thank you, God. Please be with the singing and be with the pastor's message today. We love you and give you the thanks. May you get the glory in all that we do. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen.